IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani, Brother Habib. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
And Brother Habib, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
We express our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima Zahra, the respected daughter of Prophet Muhammad. For today's discussion, we want to talk about this great personality of Islam, how Lady Fatima Zahra changed the course of history of Islam, and what were her main achievements in life. Brother Habib, let's start with you. According to most of the documents, she lived for about 20 years, 18 years, and then she got martyred. You know, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, the wife of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And now we are talking about her personality. Let's get to see in this 18 life, what were her achievements and how did she change the course of history of Islam?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. There is, of course, we want to bring this up, that there is a difference between the Sunni school of thought and the Shia school of thought on the birthday of Lady Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. And it really has effect in understanding the personality, the status, and the virtues of Sayyidah Zahra alayhi salam. The Sunni school of thought think and believe that she was born 5 or 7 years before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi's prophecy, before the start of his mission. The Shia school of thought, which we state is true and the reality, is that she was born 5 years after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started his prophecy or started his mission.
Yes.
And it plays a role in understanding her life, understanding historical events that happened, such as how the seed in which she was created from was formed. Mm-hmm. How was she born? And why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to call her, for example, huriyatun insiyah, a heavenly human.
That's
and
right.
That whenever he used to miss the heavens, he used to go and smell and kiss Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam.
Okay.
And one of the things that I like to highlight about the life and achievements of Sayyidah Zahra alayhi salam can be portrayed and illustrated in one of the stories. Before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's migration to Medina, he was harshly harassed, abused, and bullied by his own family member and his tribe in Mecca. He was hardly rebuked and criticized by Quraysh.
Yes.
One of the examples that's available in the Sunni sources, as well as in some Shia sources, is the story of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi praying. And while he was praying, Quraysh tribe would be laughing, making fun of him. They would bring a camel's fetus.
Oh.
And they would put it on the shoulder of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, while he was doing prostration, sujood.
Okay.
And in this manner, if the Prophet were to raise his head, it will cover his face.
Oh.
Because it's a sticky type of material.
That's right. Okay.
So they were laughing and making fun of him. A man went and told Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam that they did this and this to your father. How old was she at that time? This was before the migration.
Mm-hmm.
Before the migration, meaning she was around 5 years old.
Okay.
Meaning around 5 or 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She would herself go, rebuke and criticize the Qurayshi tribe, remove it from her father. This is just an example of Lady Sayyidah Zahra alayhi salam used to defend her father.
Yes.
Soothe her father. She was known as Ummu Abiha.
Uh-huh.
Her father's mother.
Yeah.
And she would defend the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from such a young age, from such a young age until her martyrdom. She would defend religion, and this is something we could take a look at.
Yes.
As the importance of Islam, the importance of religion, it is such of a high status that we are ready to put everything that we have for the sake of this religion. And that's what Sayyidah Zahra alayhi salam did. That's one of her achievements. Defending the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
Whether it be with her father or Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam.
And Shaykh Rouhani, when we look at her life account, We see that she was very much young when she got martyred, and so many accounts are written about the life account of and the conduct and the seerah of Lady Fatima az-Zahra. How is it possible for a lady like her to achieve so many things, you know, regarding, for example, being a daughter to Prophet Muhammad, Ummah Abiha, as you said, you called it, a daughter who is taking care of the father, a caring wife, a caring mother, you know, being the mother of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, Sayyidah Zainab al-Kubra, and, you know, just taking care of the house affairs and so many other achievements. Then her sermons got to the scene, only 18 years old. How is it possible?
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that we believe that Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha, she was not an ordinary or, let's say, a usual kind of personality like others. Rather, she was a special, a very specific kind of, let's say, personality in the history of Islam as the daughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as she was brought up by the Holy Prophet and she was trained by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as she had access to the divine source of knowledge based on the ayat and riwayat. That's why for such a lady, these great achievements that she achieved in her short life, that is not something strange because of her specific or special personality. One of the very important achievements of her life that could be mentioned here is this, that when we look at the life of Lady Zahra salamullah alayha from the socio-political perspective, we see that Lady Zahra salamullah alayha stood against the establishment of Khilafah. That is really significant because there were some companions of the Holy Prophet. They wanted to establish this system of Khilafah.
Yes.
Elected someone as the Khalifa of the Holy Prophet. But Lady Zahra salamullah alayha never paid allegiance.
That's right.
Till she died.
She was against this system of caliphate, because it was mainly like the system of kingdom. Okay?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Not because, the prophethood. That's
right. There's no any piece of evidence to support that Lady Zahra paid allegiance to the first caliph. So it means that the first khilafah or successorship of the first caliph was not legitimate. According to the Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha. And this is the fact, this is the reality that in both Sunni and Shia sources, no one can find any piece of evidence to support this idea that she paid allegiance to the first caliph.
That's right.
So this is a really significant question for all Muslims, that why Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha, who was among the Ahlul Bayt. Ahlul Bayt means that, according to the Holy Quran, she was purified.
Yes.
إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Tathir means purification. She was purified by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from any kind of sin and mistake. So she was infallible.
Yes.
When an infallible personality like Lady Zahra does not pay allegiance to the caliph, what does it mean?
Some people may confuse it because it was Imam Ali was her husband. So that's why, for example, a kind of family nepotism or favoritism comes to the scene. But it was not the case.
Absolutely.
The knowledge that Lady Fatima az-Zahra is using for supporting his claim is rather very much different from the worldly knowledge of the people around, as you said, some of the companions of Prophet Muhammad. That's all right.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay, Brother Habib, so many Muslims around the world are not familiar with Lady Fatima az-Zahra's achievements. I mean, other achievements. One of them, you said, defending Islam, sacrifices that she made, Sheikh Rouhani talked about. So if we want to introduce her to the Muslim community all around the world, only a good name, of course, remains. Fatima is selected as the good name for the Muslims around the world, but not many people are searching about her achievements. What is the reason?
I don't know why it's like a specific question to this point. There are a lot of Islamic figures who have went under the radar because people do not read. That's the topic. That's the point.
Yes.
People are not searching for, you know,
truth.
For the truth, or they're not searching. They're not reading. It's their fault.
Yes.
It's everything is available out there, from the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, to the actions that were recorded in history books from Sayyidah Zahra alayhi salam. So it's out there. It's their fault. It's not like we're, I mean, the Shia propaganda is very strong. It's not that weak. It's like how Imam Sadiq alayhi salam stated to his companions when they were talking about al-istita'a, one of the topics available in ilm al-kalam, Islamic theology, and he told them that you have made the women in their houses know about this topic. So the thing is that our propaganda is good, alhamdulillah wa shukr, but the point is that people are not searching, or it's not of importance to them.
Okay.
That they view it as, it's not as important. And that really goes back to, you know, the basis and the basis and pillars of their ideological thoughts and sources and whatnot.
Is it so that the presence of a lady like Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra is against some of the beliefs of some Muslims around the world? So that's because, you know, her presence, her sermons, especially the Fadakiya sermon, the other, we can say, du'as and supplications that are recorded in both Sunni and Shia references, made it absolutely clear which path and which way is the true one.
It is a sensitive topic, very sensitive topic. And that is why the Imam alayhum salam were not able to speak more, or like how they used to speak about Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the details of what happened to him.
Yes.
It was because all the Muslims got into sadness about this topic, and everyone knew that Yazid was wrong and Imam Hussein alayhi salam was oppressed.
Yes. Okay.
And as for the status of Lady Zahra alayhi salam, the thing is that it's kind of a sensitive topic because of the successorship of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. It's a very sensitive topic, yes. And I just want to reference this event, the event of Qat'a Shajarat al-Araq, the cutting down of the tree of Araq. Sayyidah Zahra alayhi salam would keep on crying and crying, crying after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi for days.
Yes.
And they would tell her to go outside of Medina to cry. They would tell her to not go to Qubur, to go to Qubur al-Shuhada, for example, and cry.
So that they told Ali to stop your wife from shedding tears. That's
and
right.
One of the ways to make her stop was that she used to stay underneath a tree and cry underneath that tree, under the shade of that tree.
Okay.
So they came and cut down the tree. Why? Why were they such impulsion, such encouragement to stop the crying of Lady Zahra alayhi salam? You know, that makes it a question mark. You know, it just puts a question mark about what happened after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. And that's really the core difference between Shia and Sunni.
That's all right. Okay. The main point, the secret to the concept of imamat seems to be Fatimah al-Zahra rather than Imam Ali, Shaykh Rouhani, isn't it? I mean, the successorships, whenever we Shias talk about, say, okay, you believe in Ali alayhi salam as the first imam, differentiated between him and the other caliphs, the system of caliphate was different from imamate. But it seems that now the personality and the soul of Lady Fatima al-Zahra was the core place for the secrets of Prophet Muhammad, even successorship, isn't it?
Yes, of course. You know that we have two different terms in Islamic terminology. One is khilafa or caliphate, successorship. The other one is imamate and wilaya or guardianship.
Yes. Okay.
When it comes to imamate or wilaya, wilaya means that the wali or the master or the leader of the ummah should be appointed by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a divine position or status. But when it comes to khilafah or successorship, the khalifa of the Prophet should be chosen or elected by the people, by the companions of the Holy Prophet. So that's why Khilafah is a kind of secular sort of idea, because it is earthly or worldly kind of affair that should be decided about it by the people. It's not a divine or a heavenly kind of decision.
Yes.
But imamate and wilaya is like the prophethood, as we believe that the same way that the prophet is not chosen by the people, the wali of the prophet or wasi of the prophet should not be chosen by the people. Rather, it should be elected by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why when it comes to imamate, as the Lady Zahra salamullah alayha tried her best to support Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, and to spread the true teachings of Islam, yes, by his, by her sermons, yes, speeches presented in different places, and referring to the companions of the Holy Prophet after the demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She took the hands of Hassanain, Hassan al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, and Amir al-Mu'mineen, and referred to many of the Ashab of the Holy Prophet, yes, reminding them of Ghadir and Wilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And of course, she tried her best to establish the system of imamate,
yes,
and wilaya or guardianship in the history of Islam.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's why we now have this system in Islam, yes, that she, I believe, in imamate and wilaya. Mm-hmm. As you rightly mentioned, Lady Zahra salamullah alayha can be named as a founder, mm-hmm, a founder of this kind of system in Islam.
Yes. Which the is main totally, supporter of the concept of wilaya,
which is totally
Amir
different
al-Mumini
from, yes, the system of khilafah.
That's all that, right.
Unfortunately, later the system of khilafah led to a kind of kingdom,
mm-hmm,
that was totally opposed to,
that's right,
any kind of teachings of the Islam.
And how much different it is, you know, a system that is supported by a lady, the respected daughter of Prophet Muhammad, and they're nurturing her children, Imam Hassan al-Mujtama, Imam al-Hussein, to be prepared for such a position. Most of the time, the people have a masculine, even among the Shiite communities, you know, have a masculine look at the concept of imamate, but how a lady can form and can have role in shaping such a position is very much important. Brother Habib, anything missed? We got about 1-2 minutes.
I just want to point out to Sayyidina Khadija alayhi salam. You know, it's one of those Islamic figures that also go under the radar very,
yes,
hard. And she was raised, Sayyidina Zahra alayhi salam, in Shu'b Abi Talib, mm-hmm, or in her uncle's house after the demise of her mother. But before that, when she was raised with Sayyidina Khadija alayhi salam, she saw her mother from the beginning,
mm-hmm,
from the beginning of the of Islam, bringing forward, donating everything that she had, whether, yeah, be it wealth or status.
Mm-hmm.
And she took that. And that is why the Hashimi tribe, or the Hashimis from the Fatimis of the Hashimis,
yes,
have give so much importance to religion.
That's right. Okay, thank you very much, Brother Habib and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the personality of Lady Fatima al-Zahra and her achievements in Islam. It was very kind of you. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. We again express our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima al-Zahra. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you. Afiyaman.
Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. Please don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.ir. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.